Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. And Heather, when your guests are with you, these two guests you have today, I just sit back, I fold my arms, and I just listen, and I love it, and I laugh along with you guys. It's going to be a fun show today.
It sure is. Good morning, Lindsay. So good to see you after this fun holiday weekend. It's a great time to be in the market for real estate here in Utah. As always, this show is always good news. It's so much fun, you guys. We have Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders, two of the best real estate agents in all of Utah, back on the show again. Welcome back, you guys.
Well, thank you.
Good to see you. Armstrong and Flinders.
We got Lindsay singing our
we've got a jingle
now.
Yep. I know. She's got it.
You know, I'm like a professional that works in radio, but I'll sing a jingle with you. It's fine.
Right. She's our commercial.
Yeah,
I love it. Good on you. Okay, you guys, let's talk about what's going on in the real estate market nationally, and then let's focus on what's going on here in Utah.
Well, rates are up, but they've actually gone up and then they came down a little bit more. So right now you're looking at like 5.5%, 5.75% rate on a 30-year fixed. And so we're starting to hear people talking about 2-1 buy downs again and first time home buyer grants and different programs that we have not heard about for a long time.
So let's tell people what those are.
Well, it's not. Yeah. So what? There are programs that are available in different communities for first time home buyers to help them where they can get a zero money down grant to become part of or their whole down payment on a house. And there's some of all the programs are different. So there's lots of different ones, but they have things like where you don't have to, you'll have to pay it back if you live in the house for less than 7 years, or there is no interest on that. And then you only have to pay no payment, no interest on the grant. You only have to pay it back when you sell the house. So there are programs like that. A 2-1 buy down is available for anybody, which is something where you can go in and you can buy a place and then they have you prepay some interest basically with your closing costs. And so it makes it a little easier to get into something, especially if you anticipate that your income is going to go up or that you're going to be able to refinance at a better rate in a couple of years. But it makes it so that the rate that you pay on for the first year is 2% less than it would be if you paid the whole thing. And then the second year, it's 1% less than you would have to pay for your payment. And so, I mean, you know, if you're looking at 5.5 and instead it goes down to 3.5 for your first year, that's where we were, you know, in February. And so you have that payment for your first year, and then the second year it goes up by 1%, and you have that payment. So it kind of eases you into it. And it's a great situation for somebody who is just starting out, and they anticipate that as they get into their job, they're going to see some raises or something like that. And so it makes it a little bit easier that way. So we're starting to hear about those kind of programs again, where there wasn't really a place for them in for the last couple of years with the rates being so incredibly low. But so we're hearing about that. The rest of the country is slowing down. Some of our market has slowed down a little bit. If you're in a price range that is above, say, $1 million or something like that, even in Utah County and Salt Lake County and Davis and Weber County along the Wasatch Front here, those price ranges, if you're above $1 million, slowed down a little bit. But even the other things, I mean, we're like, I had a neighbor who was like, oh my gosh, everybody's house is going up for sale. And I'm like, you know what? It's not that everybody, because he's seen a lot of signs. And it's not that that everybody is putting their house up for sale. It's that they're taking a little bit longer to sell, which, as if you're a buyer, that's a a good thing. And I mean, Dave Ramsey said that the next 6 months are going to, if people know who Dave Ramsey is, are the best opportunity for you to buy in the next 5 years, is what he said. And so if you look at it that way, there are more opportunities for our buyers. Our buyers are getting better deals. We're starting to be able to negotiate things like, oh, well, I've got a house to sell first, and so they can sell their house and get into the new house, or they can get a little bit better deal. We're actually able to do a little negotiating. And you know, it's just crazy because last month we had two houses where they closed at $100,000 over a sales price that was set based on a current appraisal. And now we're back to a little bit more normal. And so one of the things we wanted to do today is talk about what you need to do to get your house ready to sell. If you're back in a normal market where you have to compete with other people that are also trying to sell their homes.
And we want your home to sell for the highest amount in the shortest amount of time. And a lot of that is just your online marketing, which you guys are geniuses at. We were just talking this last week as we were looking at some of the stats. There are close to, 7,000 homes on the market where it was, 2,500
in February. Yep.
Yeah.
But they're still selling pretty quickly. The average time is only doubled. It's up to 18 days on the market instead of 8 days on the market.
Which is unheard of.
Do we think this interest rate hike is having the intended effect that it is,
and we all have to remember that the interest rate hike is artificial. They put it in to affect our economy. They want it to slow down, because if everybody has to pay $100,000 over asking price to get a house, then they have to go ask their boss for a big raise, and their boss has to raise the price of the hamburgers that they're selling, right? And so homes, like your house payment, is a big driver for the inflation that we've been seeing. I mean, of course, gas prices, energy prices are also one of those things that affect us, because they're a major expense that we all have is our home. And so when rents, and the thing is people are like, oh, my greedy landlord. But at the same time, if your landlord sells their place, then the new owner of the place has to meet the new payment on the place. And so he's going to charge market rents, and whatever that payment was is what he's going to have to try to cover. And so whether it's rents or whether it's housing prices, if things are going to sell for $100,000 over, like in a week, well, then obviously that's a huge driver of inflation. And so they want to slow the market down. It's having the intended effect. And the quicker that it has that intended effect, the quicker they're going to stop doing it.
Mm-hmm. And so, I was doing some research this last week, and it seems like all of the rents are going up. As soon as a renter moves out, of course the landlord is raising that $100 or $200 a month, which hurts. You know, if you're on a fixed income and you're living paycheck to paycheck, that hurts.
Yeah, it's very tough. Very, very tough for people who are renters right now.
Yes.
Yeah, all across the Wasatch Front.
Agreed. But things are still selling. Things are still selling quickly, especially if you get the house ready and the condition looks right. We have a lot more sellers we're talking to really strongly about things to do, the right things to do when they hit the market, so that when the buyer comes through, they can write the offer and buy it, and you don't get renegotiated during the process. I was talking to one of my inspectors on the way up this morning, and I said, tell me some things that sellers can do now to get ready for the market. And one of the things that we haven't seen a lot of people do is get the house pre-inspected. And so now when you've just got one buyer that shows up and writes you an offer, now you can have your pre-inspection done, and you can hand them a copy of the inspection and say, here's the things that I'm fixing, and here's the things that I recognize but I'm not fixing. And lots of buyers will say, okay, fair enough about that, or no, I want to talk to you about this other thing. But after the commercial, I'll tell you like the five things he said you could do to get your house ready to sell. And so the little things just that won't show up on your inspection if you do them.
That's what we call a tease in
that
radio.
Was a tease, everybody.
And I think just being prepared to sell your home makes all the difference. Like you're saying, when a home is closing in 18 days, there's usually not a lot of time to get an appraisal, to get an inspection, and the time to fix those needed items becomes very, very short. So if you can do those things beforehand, make sure you have great online photos. We're super excited that you're listening today. We love our KSL friends. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. I am Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs. We have Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders. So happy to have two of the best real estate agents in all of Utah on the show today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs, owner, interior designer, real estate expert extraordinaire. How are you, Heather?
I'm doing awesome. Good to see you, Lindsay.
It's good to see you. You are what they call the triple threat, right?
You're so nice.
Interior design, real estate, and all-around amazing businesswoman.
Thank you.
Right?
You know what? I honestly have too much fun. This is so great to be in such a strong economy as Utah is. We get to powwow with the best of the best, and two of those today are on the KSL show with us. We have Matthew Flinders and Drew Armstrong. They are real estate agents with so much experience, you guys. And not only that, but they are probably two of the most high-tech real estate agents in the state.
Well, so Drew is.
Drew definitely
Drew's on the
is.
Bleeding edge.
Matthew, you just, you know, ride his coattails, just, which right. is great. You're just his great partner.
That's all I
there.
Do.
That's fantastic. No, two of the hardest working real estate agents. If anyone knows what's going on in the Utah industry, it's definitely you guys.
We're workaholics and we're old. I think that's what you just said.
I think so. Both. Yes.
You're
yes,
experienced and,
yes. and
wise.
Exactly.
Experienced and wise.
Every gray hair comes with wisdom.
Right. Matthew, in the last segment, you were just talking about on the way to the show today, you talked to an inspector
I
here
did.
In, this, in
I,
the Utah
I
area.
I called up Michael Levitt. He is one of my favorite inspectors. He's great to hire because he's really good at water intrusion issues. He just did some inspecting and some helping for an HOA that I was talking to him about 2 weeks ago. And he has a website. It's
thehomeinspector.com.
And I wouldn't say his website is the top. That's not his skill set. But he is really good at home inspections. And I said, tell me some things we can just share with listeners. I know what I think in my head, but I wanted to hear it from you. And he said, I'll tell you some things, some little easy things people can do to get ready. And one of those is change your furnace filter. A lot of people put their home on the market, not change their furnace filter. If you want to take it to the next step, have the furnace people come over and they clean it out and they vacuum it. And that just shows a buyer. You know, then the inspector shows up and he's like, hey, this is
well maintained.
The system is well maintained. We tell people to wipe those, dust them off and clean them off and clean up that area around the furnace and the
water
air conditioner
mm-hmm.
and the water heater. And he also said clean under sinks, and I wouldn't have thought of that. Drew, would you thought of
no, not really, but I think it's important. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. And another thing he said is take care of leak sign issues. And
Absolutely. So
let's talk about what that might mean. So it might be that, like, right outside the middle bathroom tub, you can see that the water's spilled over and it's leaked into the baseboard a little bit, and that's discolored. And that's just going to show up on your home inspection, even if it's not a big deal.
You know, I went down to St. George because I've got some good clients who ask, they're buying their fifth home from us. And we've helped them for years and years
and
years.
You went on a photography trip, Drew.
I used it as an excuse to make another trip through
Red
Zion
trip.
And stuff like that. I don't normally do
expense
that,
this.
But they're like, no, we want you to come and take a look. And having a general contractor's license as well, sometimes I can spot some things that the average guy won't. But we went down there, and one of the houses we looked at, and the problem had been fixed. But the evidence of the problem had not been fixed. And it was an immediate turnoff for them. The baseboards had been replaced and tacked back in, but they weren't caulked up. There was still some staining on the ceiling in there, in the basement, in this room where there was an obvious water problem in the past. Well, that's resolved. But if they had finished fixing it, it wouldn't have even come up. It wouldn't have been an issue. But they took one look and they're like, ah, we're done. We're on to the next one.
It just means problems in the future. And some people just don't want another project,
don't
right? They just want to enjoy their home. So I don't blame them. And those are just inexpensive things that people can do.
Easy.
Right. That's where it's helpful to have Drew come or me come look at the house. You have an outside set of eyes that just looking at things. And then we know how to talk to people strongly and not let people gloss over things or think it's not going to matter. And we know it makes a difference in the house, selling faster, selling for a top dollar, and then not having to get renegotiated.
And as a homeowner, I believe that people sometimes look at their home with rose-colored glasses, right? They think their home is so perfect. They don't see the dirt on the baseboards. They don't see the weeds in the grass and just minimal things like you're saying. From our experience, we come in, we're not trying to be offensive. We're trying to help them.
They don't see the old furniture.
They don't see it. They don't see
the
old furniture.
They love their couch. And I'm like, you know what you should do? That couch is great. I'm sure it's comfy.
It's great.
But have you heard of Osman Design?
Yes,
head over there right now. And then we tell them, like, look, we've done the math so many times. You know, this is a time you can get some new furniture in here. And it's essentially going to be free. Because you're going to sell your house for a couple percent more than you would with your old furniture.
And then you move it to your new home.
It's true. Could you imagine going to the parade of homes and then like just seeing like, well, we took our furniture from our house and put it in
this
the parade
one's
here.
15 years old and it's my husband's favorite recliner. And you're like, oh, honey, yes. Oh, the cracked leather is just not cutting. And it's the same as a buyer. They go in and they just look at the house and the furniture is part of that. And it looks tired and outdated and unkept, like you're saying, the furnace, the water heater, the filter, those little minor things really are red flags and make people think they are not taking care of their home. And that's a problem.
Right. All right. Let's talk about other things. Go check your smoke and your CO2
detectors.
And
if they're hanging out of the ceiling and
by the wire, I've seen those.
Yep. That's probably not the look you're looking for. So,
right.
And make sure that they work. If they haven't been replaced in the last 10 years, that's something that's going to get flagged on any inspection every time. And so that's another one of those things. It's almost a consumable. A smoke detector will only last 10 years. My brother, Sam, is the safety director. So he used to be a captain with Provo City Fire Department. Now he's right under the chief. And he's told me that more people die because of smoke detectors not working in the United States than anything else as far as house fires
That's
go.
That's scary.
So,
yep. Yeah. You've been listening to the KSL Home Show. Of course, Heather Osman with Osman Designs.
Having lots of fun.
Right. So much fun. Armstrong and Flanders with us.
Thank you. UtahRealEstate.net.
UtahRealEstate.net. We're making things up as we go here, folks. Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders, you can find them at UtahRealEstate.net. We'll take a break. More on the home show in just a minute.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show. Brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, owner, interior designer at Osmond Design Stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, I've learned a lot today from your guests about getting your home ready to sell. I was interested to hear your guests last segment say that water might be one of the big issues, right? If you're getting your house ready, get it pre-inspected. But you could have some water underneath the inside of the home. I feel like that might be happening to me because we have a bathroom where we don't have a fan. And so the steam just collects in the bathroom. So if we don't open the windows, and I think it's starting to pucker the ceiling. So I feel like I learned a lot today on what I need to do to fix this before I sell.
Now you have something to add to the honey-do list tonight, Lindsay. Yes, you definitely do not want sheetrock mold. Matthew has a lot of information about this. He recently talked to a home inspector.
I did. And for all of you out working in the yard and working in the garden this morning, it's a great day. I've got an idea for you. You can go out. One thing that home inspectors find, and they point out a lot, they'll take pictures of it, show the buyer. Buyers get nervous. That's not good. Mm-mm. Is when the dirt slopes back towards the house.
Towards the foundation.
So when you're outside in the garden this morning, go over and look at your foundation and look and see, does that dirt slope back to towards the house or is it sloping away from the house? And you can literally just go get some dirt and move it up against the foundation.
For about 3 feet, you should have 3 feet of slope away from the house, just 3 or 4 inches, and it will keep a lot of water out of your house.
That's a hot tip right there.
It is. Yeah. And it really does. It makes a difference. And then go look at your rain gutters and your rain spouts. Is it getting that water away from the home? If it's not, the inspectors are going to point that out. And Michael Levitt, he's a water intrusion expert. He's the homeinspector.com. If you want to get your home pre-inspected, he is one of my favorites that'll come out and give you a report. You can say, here's the things we did, here's the things we're not doing, and then hand that to the buyer and then try to avoid that renegotiation that can happen to you in a real estate transaction.
And Matthew, about how much does it cost to get a home inspection? Because even if you're not thinking of selling your home, that's not actually a bad thing to do.
It's not. I have had properties inspected that I wasn't selling myself. I have. And I go to hundreds of inspections. I've been to hundreds of them. And I had Michael inspect one of my multi-units for that very reason, just to give me my list of things that I could do to make sure I was maintaining things well. And they do it by square footage. You can see a little chart on there. But for a lot of people listening to the show today, it's probably like $500, $550, something like that.
But it can potentially save you thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars on major fixes down the road.
It really could. And he's really good at finding things. I had a leak in one of my multi-units one time. And I had the plumber come out and he looked at it and he couldn't help me figure out what the leak was coming from. And I called up Michael Levitt and I said, would you please come over and just help me figure this out? And so he came over and he said, let's slow down. Okay, let's figure this out. Okay, where, you know, and he went and he got a little teeny, like he took a piece of toilet paper and peeled it in half. And then he laid it down and he found a pinhole leak that way.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And I was like, here. And I Venmo'd him $100 just for stopping by. And I was like, thank you so much. And then I had the plumber come fix that little leak. So he's a really
crazy.
Good problem solver and a problem finder.
Well, I've got a list of things that's the very first one is you need to be able to identify repairs so that you can make a plan. And so you sometimes having an extra set of eyes on the house, because we get so used to our own home and we start to not see things that are wrong with it. I recently put a house up for sale that a general contractor owns, and he knows this because I've sold several homes for him. This is his own home, and it's beautiful. But I go in there, and with a different set of eyes, I come out of there with this big, long list of things to do. And he's like, oh, yeah. I forgot. Oh, yeah.
Oops.
And even his wife, you don't see those things. But I know, I mean, my dad was a general contractor growing up. I have a general contractor's license. And a lot of times as a builder, you're going, oh, that's so little and inconsequential. I'll get to it. I got all the big stuff done, and I'm at the end of this project, and you forget to put the plug plates on for 2 years, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so and you just get used to it. You're not that worried about it because you're like, yeah, it'll take me 10 minutes eventually, you know, but I'm so sick of I'm ready to move on to the next one.
Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders, UtahRealEstate.net. I think we failed to introduce you at the top the show, so I just wanted to make sure people knew where they could find you guys to sell your house. Drew and Matthew are talking to us about how to get your home ready to sell, especially in this market where interest rates have risen, prices are still high, but homes are kind of slowing a little bit. So we still have a lot of offers out there, but the homes aren't quite selling. There's not a line down the street. There's not, and right. There's still some cash offers, I imagine, but we're not seeing like the, oh, you got to start to, you know, sell your dog with your house in order to get
your house. Or
yeah.
Name your child after, yeah. Like what name?
I will name my child after
Those are real things.
Yeah.
They're real things in the not normal market, but
right.
We're getting back to, it's important to remember, we're just getting back to a normal market, and there are still multiple offer situations all the time, depending on the price range and the location. So
and the condition.
And Utah's normal market is still hot.
It is.
I mean, we're killing it. If you look at the Utah stats versus the rest of the country, we are just, you know, exceeding all expectations. So get discouraged.
No, I've got people that have come to me. I mean, I literally had somebody last week come and they're like, so what I want to do is I want to sell my house to an investor and then I want to rent back from them. Because he thinks that the investor is going to take a hit on the price as the price goes back. The price in his location is not going to go backwards.
Yeah, that's backwards. A bad idea.
It's just ridiculous.
He's giving away all of his equity, but right. Still making the payment.
Right.
Don't do that.
It's silly. But okay, the next thing that we have to talk about that you can do in a normal market to prepare your house is declutter and clean it. And
you guys, that is so huge in Utah. As an interior designer, I go into so many homes.
Yes,
they want interior design advice. And most of the time, my number one is let's get rid of half of this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. The idea is that the house is going to be the next person that buys your house's dream home. And if it looks like they won't fit because there's no room for anything in the house, they're not going to buy it. And it doesn't matter if it's 2,600 square feet and the other one that they'll buy another 2,600 square foot that looks bigger, right? Because it has less stuff in it. And so that's important. And it's also important, again, because we don't see the same things that somebody else will, is let somebody else look at your house, even if you think it's perfectly clean. Let somebody that you trust come in and say, okay, let's look at it. I mean, the top of my fridge at my house, I have a cleaning lady. I'm spoiled, right? But the top of the fridge is my job to clean because she's too short and she never sees it. And so that's the thing, is that if you don't have somebody else come and take a look at it and give you some, you know, painful pointers about things that you could do to improve your home, then you're really missing out.
I've already told Heather she's not allowed in my house.
I am so coming to your house, Lindsay. I'm just dropping in.
I don't understand how normal people don't have toys everywhere and clutter everywhere. Like, I just can't keep up.
They do. And you're in a different position. You're living in your home. You're not preparing your home to sell. And you have small kids.
Right.
So just enjoy it. It does only last a small season. And I promise it does get better. In the meantime, get big baskets. Get yourself sideboards. Get yourself consoles with doors that you can just
Shove it in.
Find yourself a good closet. Stick it all in.
When we're getting houses ready to sell, the first thing we do is we tell them, look, under the bed and in the closet is okay for the first run through. Mm. And we'll get the pictures. And once you get everything else cleaned up, then you can start working. And you should start working on your closets and your under the beds. But to begin with, they're a great place to hide stuff so that the house presents well for the photography.
I like it.
The next thing and there's a little bit of, you know, we don't need to go overboard on this, but depersonalization. is important.
So important. Get rid of all the family photos. If they're everywhere, sometimes it's hard for that buyer to imagine themselves in that home. Of course, a few is fine. That's great. That's tasteful. So kind of keep that in mind.
I was showing two different buyers' houses this week, and both of them, we saw houses where people had political signs.
Mm.
And in my head, I thought, oh, that's just not good.
And, what does that say about our society? I won't buy your house if it has this sign in it.
Well, the thing is,
it is an emotional driver.
And so it's like, it is not time to be political when when you have your house for sale.
Yeah.
Okay. Truthfully,
that's
it's probably
hilarious.
Not time to be super religious either.
Right. It's true.
And so, you take the things down. I mean, if you have one picture that's really important, it kind of makes your living room, that's probably okay around here, but you got to be really careful that you don't go a little crazy or a little overboard. And you also, I mean, there's other things that you want to hide from a potential buyer. I've gone into houses a million times where you go in and the master bedroom closet is half empty. And you know immediately what the motivation to sell
this
the house
is. This is a divorce situation.
Yep.
Yes, this is not good.
And so that's a depersonalization issue, is that you got to take those things away so that people don't immediately go, oh, they're in dire straits and we're going to take advantage here. And I don't want my sellers to be taken advantage of.
And I've actually recommended two sellers when I'm staging a home to go to DI and just buy a bunch of used stuff and stick it in the closet. You know, for $20, you can look like you were still living there. Yeah, it's great.
Yep. So that's important. And it's important to set the stage. I think this is probably the most important thing. And this is something that Heather can really help with, is that if you have an interior designer, or, I mean, you can do it yourself. You can watch some of the Home and Garden TV and get some ideas of the trends and things like that. Or you can go to House, which is a website that has a lot of popular trends. Or right now, there's the Parade of Homes has just been finished in Utah County, and the Salt Lake County Parade is coming up, and it's a great place to go to get some ideas of current trends and things that that people are attracted to right now.
It's so true. Utah Valley just ended. You can still get online with your ticket purchase and view all of these homes virtually. Some amazing homes. There were 24 homes
and
that were incredible.
You did a really good job decorating those. I loved your
stuff. We're kind of tired, honestly. It was really fun, but we're gearing up for the Salt Lake Parade of Homes. It does start July 29th and goes through August 13th. There will be 18 homes in the Salt Lake Parade. Three of the homes will only be available virtually. So make sure you visit that website. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. I am Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs. We have Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders, UtahRealEstate.net. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. Of course, we're already laughing because we talked during the commercial break, and we just laugh.
We do.
At Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders, who are joining us as well from UtahRealEstate.net. Heather,
that's us.
You guys just always give us such great insights, especially now in this market about selling your home, getting it ready to sell. Things have changed out there with the interest rates going up. It's changed the market a little bit.
It sure has. And we have so much fun on this KSL Home Show. Thank you again for joining us today. We have Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders from UtahRealEstate.net. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today, we've been talking about things to help you prepare your home to sell. If you are a buyer, some of the things that maybe we haven't touched on is there's a lot of creative financing out there. Central Bank is a great sponsor and partnership of the show. We always talk about, support local business. Central Bank is one of the best of the best. They invest in local. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends. They've been serving Utah for over 130 years. So if you are a buyer, you're in the market, you definitely do want to get pre-qualified so that you can be competitive. When you find the right home, you can make an offer and you can be selected by that seller because you can close in the 18 days or the 7 days or the 30 days or 45 days that is best fitted for their needs.
Right. And another thing we were talking about earlier in the show is the 2-1 buy downs and things like that.
Yeah.
And another thing is some, you know, if you call up Central Bank, they're going to know about the different programs that the cities have and
local grant programs. A local lender right now is super important where, you know, in the past, you know, working with an online lender or something may have made a difference. But a lot of these, especially the first-time home buyer programs and the grant programs and the Utah Housing Program, which is semi-governmental, it's a quasi-governmental entity, those programs, the big national guys, they don't know about those kind of things. Local banks, local mortgage brokers are the ones that are familiar with the locally available financing programs that are designed for your specific neighborhood. And they, I mean, we as realtors are having to flex some muscles that we have not recently had to deal with. Like recently we've been dealing with escalation clauses. Now we're coming back to advertising like a 2-1 buy down. So the seller will pay for a 2-1 buy down on this house. And that's something that was typical and normal at one point in the market. And we're getting back to where we're having to work through some of those different ideas and different concepts. We had one recently where somebody made an offer where they had a house to sell. And the agent on the other end was new and he had never worked in a situation. I had to teach him how, what are they called? A 72 hour clause worked where you have a kick out clause. And so we continue to market the house for sale, but it's under contract with this family so they can start moving forward with their financing. But if we get a better offer, then we can accept that offer and go back to them and say, I'm sorry, we found a better one. Unless you can remove all the contingencies, we're taking this one instead. And this kid had never seen one before. He never even heard about one before. And I said, I can show you a lot of this, but you need to talk to your broker about this.
Yeah,
because it's new to them. And so those are things that we have to pay attention to when a market shifts is – what kind of experience do the people that you're working with, whether it's your lender or your real estate broker or an interior designer or anything, having a depth of experience makes a big difference in the market.
I think so too. And I think just being prepared for what your goals are in your life is going to be everything. If you are looking to sell, prepare your home to sell. Get the home inspector that we've been talking about today over to your home. If you are a buyer, being prepared with your offer, with your financing, so that you will be number one on that seller's list as I want this buyer to buy my home. I love their family. You know, give them reasons to pick you over the other people. If you are in the market to sell your home, Matthew Flinders, Drew Armstrong are two of the best. Not only are they, you know, you guys call yourself workaholics, which I 100% agree, but your experience is everything. Your enthusiasm for the real estate market, your knowledge, your expertise is everything. And then, you know, get your home staged. Mm-hmm. If you are loving your home, you want to stay there, your home can look like a model home. We do offer interior design services. We'd be happy to come out to your home, make it beautiful. If you're looking to sell your home, you know, definitely bring us in. We'll help you stage your home. You can use some of the new furnishings that you purchase for your new home. You're going to sell it in a faster amount of time and for more money. Again, you're listening to the KSL Home Show. Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders, thanks again for being on
and
the show
Heather
with
Osmond.
Us. So much fun.
Yeah, and Lindsay.
And Lindsay.
Oh, I'm here. I'm over here, guys. Don't worry about me. I just pushed the buttons over here. Heather, always great to hear from you and your guests. Always invaluable information. We'll be back next week on the Home Show.